This is the Aero News Touch and Go with aviation headlines for December 4th. I'm Paul Plack. Deborah Herzman, chair of the U.S. National Transportation Safety Board, criticized the FAA for inaction on runway safety at Tuesday's FAA International Runway Summit. FAA Associate Administrator Peggy Gilligan told a U.S. Senate committee that mitigating pilot fatigue is a responsibility shared by the administration, air carriers, and the pilots themselves. Sandy and Joanne Hill have been rebuffed by the courts in their petition for a temporary injunction which sought to prevent NAFI from continuing to use material they created in its master instructor program, but the lawsuit is still on. An active fall fire season in California has renewed calls for allowing helicopters to fly firefighting missions at night. The Civil Air Patrol has located the wreckage of a Piper PA-30 reported missing after it left a Texas airport November 23rd. Harv Penner, the owner of Harv's Air in Steinbach, Manitoba, has won Canada's David Charles Abramson Memorial Flight Instructor Safety Award. Cessna reports it has delivered its 300th Citation 10 to its authorized sales rep in Vienna, Austria. The plane will be operated by an unnamed retail customer. Bombardier says the parent company of American Eagle Airlines will acquire 22 CRJ-700 regional airliners after converting options from a previous order into a firm contract. And four butterflies have hatched from their chrysalises on board the International Space Station. Now scientists and students will watch to see if they can learn to fly in zero-G. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's Aero News special feature, we'll hear how and why airshow performer Matt Youngkin flies aerobatics in a big old Beech 18. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Enjoy your weekend and have a clear and unlimited day.